I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're talking about the Austin City Council elections. We're also talking about Austin Mayor Steve Adler and his hypocrisy. You know, there are rules for thee, but not for me, you know, and he has no shame whatsoever at first. And all of a sudden now he's now coming back and apologizing for going to Cabo after having a wedding, you know. And this year, you know, we've had to have, you know, a lot of people trying to have a lot of different events with their family and stuff like that. You know, but we've had to forego that because of COVID-19 just so we, you know, can, you know, do social distancing. So, but, you know, not everyone's doing that. You know, unfortunately, you know, if you're mayor, you know, you don't have to do those things. You can do whatever you want because you're mayor of this city while telling people to do what they need to do. But we have on the phone Mackenzie Kelly, who's running for Austin City Council. Mackenzie was telling us about, you know, the city of Austin. We're talking about the camping and how, and I guess the different plans that the city had and some things that she, you know, think are good for the city as far as the housing and things of that nature. So go ahead and expand on that a little more, Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. We need to look at models for addressing chronic homelessness that are working and proven. And we need to do those instead of buying millions of dollars in hotels and wasting taxpayer money. It would be a good idea to look at what's working and try and model that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, there's this stuff going around about the Proud Boys. And let me say this. You know, first of all, I would never, ever associate myself with anyone that's part of the Proud Boys or any other organization that I think that is possibly a racist organization or anything like that. Not once, not one bit, not ever. I don't know anything about the Proud Boys at all. But I know I wouldn't associate myself with, you know, anyone that's part of, you know, that group or anything like that. So, you know, who I think is actually racist. I wouldn't have them sitting at my table, wouldn't have a discussion with them and anything like that. So I don't know anything about the group themselves, but what I do know is that Mackenzie Kelly is a top-notch person. I'm telling you right now. I would put 100% everything I have behind Mackenzie Kelly as being the person that I think is best to be city council, to run this city, to make decisions for the city, for her constituents, to, you know, and to do what, you know, she thinks is right for the city of Austin. I think we need Mackenzie Kelly to be that person that is sitting at city council in those meetings and making decisions on what we should do with public safety, making decisions on what we should do with the budget, and, you know, actually auditing the city and, you know, and figuring out what's going on, where the funds are going, and things of that nature. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Mackenzie Kelly is the person, you know, that can do the job. I know she can do the job.
Thank you for that. I definitely don't associate with those groups. I know that I was at a Refund the Police rally where I was invited as a guest speaker, and I spoke about how important it is for us to back the blue and to support law enforcement. It was a public event, and there was a large group of people there. I would never, and it makes me so mad that people are associating me with that group because they don't represent my values or beliefs. I've been nothing but cordial out in public when people come to say hi to me or take pictures with me. I can't do a background check on everybody I take pictures with. But those guys jumped into the group photo last minute. They snuck into it. There's video online of them doing that. And they threw up those hand symbols. In the photo, I'm not even facing the same direction they are. You know, it's unfortunate, really, what happens when you run a political race and when you're considered a threat, the allegations that get thrown at you. It's right. A very, very dirty game. And unfortunately, I'm seen as a threat. And so that's the narrative that my opponent is trying to sway, that I'm a racist or that I hang out with white nationalists. And I don't.
And the funny thing is, that's all they have. That's all they have. You know, that's all they can say about you. That's nothing. You know, so I wouldn't even worry about it. Move on from there, you know, because I know that that tells me that you are a serious candidate for this race and they are seriously afraid of you. That's all they can say. That's all they can muster. That's all they can dig out of the ground, their backyard, is that because someone came out of somewhere and stood in a photo with you.
Right.
That, you know how many photos I take with people, you know how many hands I shake, people that walk into the shop, how many people, you know, people are wearing face masks nowadays. I don't even recognize anyone's face. So for all I know, I could have taken, you know, pictures with the head of the KKK and I wouldn't even know it. You know, and that's just where we are today. You know, everyone's wearing a face mask. You know, you just don't know. Whatever. Let's move on from there. What do you think, Felicia?
I mean, yeah, it's no secret that I love Mackenzie. I'm in District 6. I'm excited that she's running. I tell all my friends and neighbors in the area, like, hey, did you know there's a runoff election? I really need you to go vote for Mackenzie because that homeless camp right by our house keeps growing, and she's the only one who has a true solution to fixing it or actually wants to have a conversation to get Austin back on track. So Mackenzie's a friend. I'm excited she's running. Plan on block walking for her next weekend. So hold me to that.
And then you're talking about some pop-up tents or something that you've seen in the city and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I drive a lot. I'm always going to one event or another. And I happen to live in Northwest Austin. So right where Mackenzie is running, and what you've seen there in probably, God, the last 8 months is awful. I'm one of those females who is by myself 90% of the time, who has increased the amount of firearms I have in my house because the increase in break-ins in my area has probably tripled since I moved there almost 4 years ago. And I don't feel safe. I don't walk around by myself at night anymore, not even to my mailbox or to the dumpster to throw trash away.
Mm.
So it's just gotten really bad. And then even in South Austin, I went to Central Texas Gunworks earlier this week. And a man has actually, I assume it's a man, I don't think a woman would do this, has actually put his tent about 18 inches from like the edge of the like retaining wall, I guess, for the freeway on 290. And I'm like, what if he steps out of his tent at night? I mean, I'm sure he's drunk a lot, right? You know, I mean, it's just, there's just so many safety hazards going on with this camping ban, and it's just, it's killing our city.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you think, Mackenzie?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I was born and raised in Austin, and I've lived in District 6 for my almost entire life, different parts of District 6. And just seeing how badly our city is degraded and hearing about the crime rising from residents, I'm knocking on doors, talking to voters, and they're worried about crime. I mean, this used to be the safest part of town, and now it's not. People are scared. And really, these are quality of life issues that we're trying to fix over here. They're nonpartisan. It is nonpartisan to want to live in a safe city. It is nonpartisan to want to make sure that your city is safe and clean. Those are things that need to be addressed. They're not being addressed currently, and they're things that I can definitely have an impact on once I'm elected.
All right. So, and Mackenzie, tell people about the election, the runoff election. It's already started. When does it end? When is election day? And then where can they find information about you and how can they help you as well?
Yeah. So our election started on December 3rd. Early voting goes through December 11th. Our district is in both Williamson and Travis counties. And so the voting locations are on our website. It is mackenzieforaustin.com/runoff. You can find out where to go to vote by visiting that area. Our actual election day is on December 15th. And so it's really important that you just turn out and vote. I could take all the prayers that anybody's willing to send my direction. You can donate to my website or donate on my website and learn more about me at mackenzie4austin.com. You can also go on Facebook. There's a lot more information about my platform and what my ideas are to fix the city there. Just search for Mackenzie Kelly for Austin City Council. And I'm on Twitter at mkelly007.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a great day.
All right, hold on, Mackenzie. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually looked at Mackenzie's opponent's YouTube page, and I looked at one of his videos that or podcasts or whatever it would be that he had posted the week of the general election back in November, and he had 2 thumbs ups and 244 thumbs down on his video. I have never seen such a bad ratio in my entire life on a YouTube video as this one. So if he gets elected, then I would be really, something's going to be smelling fishy.
You should go to his Twitter. People are taking selfies with their I voted stickers and saying why they voted for him, and he's retweeting and thanking them. And I just look at them, and if you scroll through some of their tweets, they're voting for Flanagan and then simultaneously complaining about the state that Austin is in.
That makes no sense.
Well, that's because people are stupid, Michael.
It just makes no sense, yeah. You're complaining about the city and what's happening. You're talking about the crime and how it's increasing, how the city is changing. Talking about how there's no more live music in Austin right now. This is supposed to be the live music capital of the world. We talk about that.
And the city council just approved a huge multi-million dollar, bailout, or I don't remember the terminology they use. It's taxpayer money to help these music venues who can't have live music. Yeah. Or we could just lift the restrictions because bars across the state, live music venues across the state have opened. Adler and the judges here have chosen to not open them up. They're doing this to themselves. But he can go to Cabo. But I can't see my grandma for Thanksgiving, or I'm a bad person.
All right. Mackenzie, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, all across, if you look at the different the social medias between mine and his, he's getting a lot of negative feedback on the policies that he's done. And people are very vocal and angry. And I will say that anger is a good motivator, especially in a runoff election where turnout is less, to get people out to vote. So I really feel like we are perfectly positioned in this runoff election, and the voters are going to have their voices heard at the ballot box.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Mackenzie Kelly.
Thank you.
So she's running for Austin City Council. You want something changed in the city of Austin? You want something done for the better? There's your candidate right there, Mackenzie Kelly. All right. So we come back from the break, I want to talk about some things that we're going to do next weekend. We're going to have a special guest in Austin next weekend. We're going to have a special event. Going to have a nice little treat for you. And we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Polio Noir, and you're listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Texans Talk, 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about Austin City Council runoff elections. We're also talking about Austin Mayor Steve Adler and his hypocrisy about going over the Cabo. You know, it's the rules for thee, but not for me. That's
it was a lapse in judgment.
A lapse in judgment. That's right. That's what he says.
It's not a lapse in judgment. A trip to Cabo just doesn't happen. You have to make sure your passport's in order. He went on a private jet, so there's a big hefty, you know, fee with that. You have to pack. You have to get to the airport. You have to get on the plane.
I think
you have
drunk.
To go through pre-check.
I think, wait, while he was sitting there giving that speech, I swear he was drunk.
Did you hear his
reasoning?
He was
reasoning? In Cabo. I would have been having a pina colada hanging out saying, these losers in Austin, and I'm going to the beach. See ya. I'm out.
I can see the beach from here.
Did you see the transcript from the KUT interview?
No. What did it say?
Casey, can you pull that up real quick so people can read it?
Oh, my
God. So
goodness.
Here, the question was not framed very well, but essentially they said, the interviewer asked, when you need to stay home but you don't use the word travel, is home basically Cabo, which obviously is not where he lives? And this is Adler's answer verbatim. I'm just going to read it. I just don't think anybody hears that and believes that what I'm saying there is people shouldn't leave their house because our guidelines allow people to leave their house. And I leave my house. There's not an expectation that people are going to sequester at home and not venture out. And I think that's fair. I mean, I don't think that people hear that and think that I'm asking them not to go outside.
That's 100% what we think we're asking because... When there's a big holiday, they shut down the parks and say, don't go outside.
Yeah. And
I feel like it's been pretty clear.
Not to mention that this is a public official who's setting these rules, these orders, these guidelines, whatever you want to call them. And he is attending a 20-person wedding. So not only is he traveling to another country, this guy is with 20 other people that are not in his immediate household. So he's doubled down, Michael.
Maybe all 20 live with him. He has, what, 3 condos at the W now?
He's on the 26th floor of the W. He owns half of that floor there, the 26th floor.
Didn't he knock down another wall? Isn't he buying another part of it?
Yeah, yeah. So he owns half the floor, 26th floor of the W.
The man in the high castle, Zach.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Okay, hey, and then I also got this other interview. Not an interview. It's a podcast. It's Flanagan's podcast. Is Mackenzie Kelly still on?
No.
Oh, man. Mackenzie, if you're still watching, call back in. I want your feedback on this. Jimmy Flanagan had this to say.
Hello, Austin. Hello, Clawbackers. We are broadcasting live from Cabo. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. There we go. Sorry. We are in District 6, broadcasting to you live. Here we are at the Clawback, episode 54.
What do you think about that?
Makes jokes about it, huh?
That's tone deaf. I don't even make jokes that are that off color.
This is the guy that gets the worst ratio on YouTube ever.
Worst ratio in history. That's
in history.
Guinness Book of World Records checked it. It's the worst ratio in history.
I've never seen one that bad.
I was waiting for Casey to do a fake news thing. I don't know if that's officially the worst ratio ever, but it's pretty bad. How many thumbs up did it get? 4?
2.
One.
2. 244 thumbs
that
down.
That is pathetic.
And that is a big statement.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's thinking. You don't make a joke like that after the
especially not
scandal.
When you're in a runoff election.
Was he joking though?
Was he joking, or maybe he really is in Cabo?
Come on, man.
You ain't black. Hey, you know the other thing you got to think about is that the reasoning that Adler gave for this was that girls, essentially, he was saying girls deserve to have a nice wedding, which is crazy. We got to wear a mask to go to the grocery store. Yeah. We have to wear a mask in our own businesses. In Pennsylvania, they were telling people they had to wear masks in their own houses for Thanksgiving. And this guy's hanging out in Cabo, having a good time. If there's a resurgence in Austin, it's because Adler gave it to everybody.
It's completely his fault. That wedding was a super spreader event.
Super spreader wedding.
That's right. Mayor Adler had a super spreader wedding.
Man.
Although I do have a request. So my 30th birthday is in February. Okay. Hey, Adler, can I borrow your plane? Because I really wanted to go.
Does he have a private jet? Yeah.
Can we just have the floor, the 26th floor?
Yeah. I just wanted to do something nice. And since I can't go anywhere and I can't go dancing and I can't go see a live show,
can we just go to
take me to Cabo?
I want a safe place. A safe space. What's it called? Remember those things where in college they were having kids
crying? Like a
crying
closet?
It's called the 26th floor of the W Hotel. And in January, he will have no.
That's really funny. That's really funny. You know, nobody that's watching this has context for that. You realize that, right? I fell through my attic. She's telling me to go to my attic. And
I missed that.
I stepped off a beam, Michael.
Don't you know there are beams up there? You got to stay on the beams.
Don't you know there's beams up there? Now I do. Now my leg does.
I think everyone in the world knows that in their attic, there are beams. And you have to stay on those beams.
I have a special attic. It's covered with plywood. And so you can
and
walk.
And you still fell through, though.
Right,
that's
right.
The funny
what are the
part?
Odds?
No, like, you have what? An attic that someone who lived there before you put plywood down.
Yes.
And it's old.
And
why?
You can, but no, you can walk through it. But we're not going to answer that question. There's a 9-inch gap. Where you can't walk, and nobody told me this.
Hold on, let me Google this address. I think there's a dead body there. Go ahead.
I stepped in the one spot that didn't have plywood.
Mm.
And Felicia's telling me that I should go cry in my attic.
Oh, at least there's nice ventilation now.
Casey's on point with the sound effects today. Adler, you know, Flanagan's over here shooting himself in the foot. Adler's that's a major hypocritical moment for the most popular mayor that Austin has ever seen.
26th floor W Hotel in January, you'll have no security. Because they're pulling that funding.
Okay, I don't want to get Austin put on a list.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, so back to you.
Wow, so everyone's steering away from that one. Oh, don't be
anyways,
scared, people.
I don't want Casey to yell at me again.
Don't be scared.
Watch it.
I know. I always have little voices in my head.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah, Flanagan. Did you guys even know he had a podcast?
No.
I stopped caring what Jimmy Flanagan said when I messaged him one time about a bad transportation bill that I didn't support, and he's my city council representative. And he told me that he didn't care what I thought, regardless if I was a constituent, because I had a bad employer.
Ooh,
he sounds like a real...
That's not how local government works, but okay.
So he doesn't care about his constituency.
Absolutely not.
Well, he cares when he sees them in their Veterans Day parade.
Yeah, my experience with Jimmy Flanagan, driving the Central Texas Gunworks Veterans Day parade mobile, driving down Congress.
Veterans Day parade.
I wave to Jimmy Flanagan, who's on the side of the street there.
Short of
and
flipping us off.
He just looks at me, just shakes his head, doesn't even wave.
I would have
back.
Definitely had
what a,
some
what a weak response.
Gestures.
Just shy
what a,
short of
what
flipping
a weak
us
response
off.
From Mr. Flanagan. You know what I mean? If you're gonna act like that, flip us the bird. Throw rocks at us, you know? Open invitation, Flanagan.
Yeah, please throw rocks at Gary.
I've never even met this guy. Yeah, throw rocks at me, buddy. Yeah, see what happens.
Challenge accepted.
You think
we'll meet you at the gun range, Jimmy?
Remember that deadly force conversation we had a couple weeks ago?
No. I don't. Do you think there's coffee in these cups? Come on. I like to party when I'm in the studio.
All right, so let's talk about felons and gun rights.
Okay, so we got the I don't know how to pronounce Michael. Do you know how to pronounce his name?
Jonathan Turley?
No, not that guy. That's the guy that wrote the thing. The Folajtar case against the Attorney General of the United States of America, William Barr.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Is that how you pronounce it? Regardless, anyways, there's this case where this lady pleaded guilty to evading taxes, which is, you know, whatever, not that big of a deal. But it's a nonviolent case, Michael,
mm-hmm.
and she is being denied her gun rights, and she is suing William Barr, who is a Republican who is apparently not upholding gun law, Second Amendment, constitutional rights, like as we've talked about the past couple of weeks. I think felons deserve gun rights, especially I believe precedent was set that if it's nonviolent.
Well, do you know what they mean when they say universal background checks, right?
I'm assuming it has something to do with background checks universally.
All right, so
I clear things up there for anybody wondering?
When they're talking about universal background checks, they're talking about, you know, private sales from one person to another. So, like, if you wanted to give your gun, you know, to, say you want to give a gun to Zach.
Say you
want
to give it to your son when he's of age.
Right. Okay. You would have to do a background check on your son to give it to him because they are going to, they want to pass laws to say that you know, we're going to have universal background checks. I mean, you have to walk into a gun store, fill out a form, and do a background check.
To do a private deal.
To do a private sale.
And so they're trying to do it
like the way cars are, where you have to go to the DMV to sign over a title. Is it similar to that?
No, but then we're talking about an FBI background check.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, they're basically creating a middleman where you have to engage with them. And also, on top of that, they're adding a background check.
FBI background check, yes.
FBI background check. So
for a private sale.
So, like, let's say there's a what is it in Texas? If you're a felon, you can own a shotgun in your house after 5 years.
No. After 5 years in Texas, you can have a gun. Period. At home for personal protection, only after 5 years.
Any gun
after you're off paper. That is correct.
Not okay. any
but
gun.
You cannot buy that firearm. You can't buy it from a gun store. You have to get it as a private sales or as a gift.
And they'll fail a background
check. So if you pass universal background checks, then that person would not be able to buy a gun, period.
Okay, so universal background checks is anti-felon, essentially. Anti-someone that messed up and maybe deserves a second break.
20 years ago, 30 years ago,
Background checks are anti-everyone.
Right. Anti-everyone.
It's an unconstitutional barrier to your
domestic
right to keep
violence. If you're convicted of domestic violence and they pass universal background checks, you did something, it was an ex-spouse. Let's say it was a girlfriend. You're in high school, college, or whatever. You know, you touched her, you know, 30, 40 years ago. You're never going to be forgiven for that, you know, for the crime.
So...
We come back from the break. We'll talk about that and more. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Brittany Glaze, and I get my global gun news from Michael Cargill on Come and Talk It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so this weekend, Saturday, matter of fact, on, what is it, December the 12th, we have a special event that we're going to have at Central Texas Gunworks. We're going to have Maj Teray. Maj, Black Guns Matter in the studio. I'm not in the studio, at the shop. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it at the shop. So we have this flyer up. And then Maj Teray. All right, so Black Guns Matter. We're gonna have a judge. Gonna have a surprise guest. Got a judge is gonna be there. He's also he's an attorney that represents law enforcement, police officers.
Ooh.
Gonna have him at the shop. We're gonna have Maj in town to talk about, you know, just what Maj talks about, you know, the history of gun control, where stuff come, you know, how stuff started, stuff like that. We're going to do some gun safety. We're going to talk about shootings, some recent shootings. We're going to talk about that stuff in context of what the law is and stuff like that. I'm going to have ATX Tactical, Black ATX Tactical in the house, talk about that. So we're, you know, we're going to bring a group of people together, you know, as many as we possibly can, do some social distancing, got to wear your mask, all that good kind of stuff, unlike the mayor's wedding.
We should have had the event in Cabo.
unlike, well, his the wedding was on Congress.
Can we just say it's a wedding?
Yeah, we could
say it's Steve Adler's daughter's wedding,
and we got because we got a minister.
Right? Come on, Michael. Why don't you think of these things quicker?
Let's rebrand so it. It's gonna be a wedding.
When code enforcement shows up, Michael, you hand them to me.
This is
I will handle them.
No, we want this to be successful.
I'll say, look, I'm the big producer guy. He's on.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about use of force and deadly force. Gonna get into we're gonna talk about some details in the law that people don't typically talk about. I want to remind people of different things as far as the how did the license to carry program even start? How did that handgun license program start in Texas? How did it start in other states? Around the nation.
I was gonna say, could we bring in Edwin Walker?
No, this attorney, he is a judge. He's a judge
he's a judge and okay.
Right, and then also we'll have the president of Texas and U.S. Law Shield in the house as well, the president from Houston.
U.S. and Texas Law Shield is
mm-hmm.
awesome.
So, yeah, this is a big deal. So we'll have a surprise guest there.
I'll be there, too.
And you might maybe give away some gifts. I'm not sure just yet. But on Saturday, it's 3 to 6 on Saturday. You got to sign up on the link on our website. Got to go to that link and do the sign up there in order to get a seat in the room. All right, so it's gonna be a very good event. So that's gonna be good. So definitely sign up for it. And I think I'm not sure how many people have signed up already. I probably shouldn't say anything about it because it's probably already full. So definitely sign up for it before it fills up.
The link to that, you're talking about the event?
The Eventbrite link.
BGM, Black Guns Matter, BGM_Austin.Eventbrite.com. And those tickets are $10?
Whatever it is, you're going to get that back. So whether it's $5 or $10, it may be $5. I'm not sure what
it's
it is.
10.
Is it 10? Okay.
Yeah.
So $10, you're supposed to get that back. And also, Gun Owners of America is actually sponsoring this as well.
And Felicia's going to be there.
That's right. Gun Owners of America. So definitely, definitely you want to attend this. It's going to be a great event. And like I said, we're going to talk about recent shootings. We'll talk about some look at things in the context of what the law says. Can you shoot someone in the back? We're going to talk about that. In what situations would you be able to, to defend yourself against a law enforcement officer? We'll talk about that. Those are things that actually pop up in LTC course. So I want to have attorneys, in the house to talk about these different things, and lay this stuff out for you. Cause they ask me these hard questions, I get stuck with the hard questions in class. So I want to put the attorneys on the hot seat, in the situation.
And I think it's worth repeating that, Black ATX Tactical is going to be there.
Gun Owners of America, Black ATX Tactical.
The whole Come and Talk It crew is going to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all going to be there.
So it's going to be a nice event. And you're going to meet Maj Teray, Black Guns Matter. Maj Touré. That's right. So if you want to meet him in person, you've heard about him, you never met him before, this is your opportunity. December the 12th, 3 o'clock at Central Texas Gunworks.
3 o'clock, and it's 3 hours long, correct?
That's right, because we're going to have a lot of stuff. It's a lot of information. We'll do gun safety. Like I said, it's a lot. You'll be able to ask questions, you know, ask those hard questions you want to ask, you know, and, you know, don't get your information from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get it from one of the attorneys, the judge, you know, and we'll get that information to you.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good event. All right, so let's talk about, you know, what's this governor vetoing some bills?
All right. The Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf.
Tom Wolf. Big Daddy Wolf.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Big Daddy Wolf.
Yep, that's it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I just made that up.
I don't know how you got it, but you got it. You somehow guessed his nickname spot on.
And he was born in Mount Wolf, Pennsylvania.
Mount Wolf.
Oh, man. You think his family is old money? You think they own that mountain?
Could be.
Well, it says here that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf vetoed two gun bills that would repeal laws intended to control the carrying of guns and prevent public officials from shutting down firearm sales during emergency proclamations.
Yeah, I was pulling it up. I got it here. The bills, which recently passed the Republican-controlled Pennsylvania State Senate, intended to limit Wolf's powers during the COVID-19 pandemic and moving forward. Wolf, a Democrat who supports broader gun control measures, has previously vetoed more than six such bills. The current disaster declarations in place are meant to help the administration fight the public health crises at hand and have no impact on citizens and their firearms rights. Wolf's office said that. Can you believe that? They're literally creating a bill that is, he's vetoing bills that are trying to help people acquire firearms during a disaster, and he's saying this is not intended to manipulate their rights.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
That sounds about right. Pelosi hit the nail on the head there.
Rules for thee, not for me.
This is very similar to Mayor Adler.
They're all the same.
It's disappointing that we have these mayors and governors and city council members, Flanagan in particular in this case, who clearly and outright say that they don't care about certain aspects of their constituency. Because if Felicia's in District 6 and she's, you know, more conservative minded, then she is politically a minority in that district. And this guy is essentially saying he doesn't care about a minority in his district. That's not good. That's I would say that it's just shy of being sort of tyrannical. If you just trample on certain people because they have no voice, you're supposed to be helping people that don't have a voice when you're in office, right, Michael?
That's right.
So what do people do about this, Michael? We go and we change the legislation, right? We go and we protest or we. I mean, what are you always saying?
You get out the vote. Yeah. There's a runoff election to get him out of office right now. And the biggest thing that we can do to make an impact on that race is direct voter contact. For some reason, it says I'm a Democrat in Flanagan's data. So he knocks on my door like twice a week. So they're out there working. They're out there getting the vote out. And we need to make sure that conservatives are volunteering for Mackenzie Kelly as often as we can.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and then, you know, looking at this bill from Pennsylvania, the first bill would repeal a provision that states no person shall carry a firearm upon the public streets or upon any public property. And those who have a concealed carry license would be exempt. Lawmakers say that the law has gone largely unenforced. And then the second bill, it would block both the governor and local public officials from suspending or limiting the sale of firearms during a disaster emergency. So the governor wants to stop that, you know, say, hey, if there's a disaster, there's an emergency, we want to stop people from being able to buy guns.
That seems asinine to me and like the opposite of what you should do.
Yeah,
very counterintuitive.
Very counterintuitive.
Because during a disaster, what's going to happen? First responders are going to be spread thin and you have to be responsible to
for
be defending
your own
first responder.
Life right. And property and family. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, so then what else we got? We got what's this? Let's go back to this Justice Barrett.
you know, that case that you're talking about there. Let's go into detail with that.
So I'm going to have to pull this up real quick to get the, exact details here, because I can't pronounce this name. But basically, this dude wrote an op-ed for Fox News, and I'm just going to preface it with this. He's saying the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit has issued an opinion over the right to bear arms that has received little attention, but that it should. And it's been 12 years since the Supreme Court ruled that the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment is an individual right, like freedom of speech or religion, which should have gone without saying in the first place. However, the court left the scope of the right undefined at the edges, particularly when it came to limits on who can be excluded from gun ownership or whether certain guns can be excluded from ownership. Now, he's saying that this case of that, I mean, the decision in Folajtar, mm-hmm. Folajtar, right, versus the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. He's saying that this decision is perfectly tailored for the new Supreme Court Justice Barrett, because it was a 2-1 ruling, and in ruling that a nonviolent tax conviction, nonviolent is key in this case. Nonviolent tax conviction can result in the denial of gun ownership. The panel presents a clean case to further define the contours of the individual rights recognized in D.C. versus Heller in 2008. The Third Circuit case concerns Lisa Folajtar, who was denied the right to own a firearm. The reason was her pleading guilty in 2011, that's 9 years ago, to willfully making a materially false statement on her tax returns. The plea led to a sentence of 3 years probation, 3 months of home confinement, a $10,000 fine, a $100 assessment, and get this, she also paid the IRS over $250,000 in back taxes, penalties, and interest, and she is still being denied the right to own a firearm.
This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Jack Jones here, and I get my gun news from Michael Cargill on Come and Talk It.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so when it comes to felons owning guns, just so you know, that 4473, the form you got to fill out when you walk to the gun store, one of the questions they ask you, question number one says, hey, is this gun, you know, for you, are you the actual buyer or transferee of the firearm? Question number two says, are you under indictment or any information in any court for a felony? And question number three says, have you ever been convicted in any court, including a military court, of a felony, including a military court? And then the next one is, are you a fugitive from justice? Are you running from the law? Have you crossed state lines? You know, are you unlawful user of, addicted to any controlled substance, such as marijuana, a depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Then it says, have you ever been adjudicated as a mental defective? Have you ever been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions? That's right, a dishonorable discharge from military will prevent you from buying a gun. Are you subject to court order, including military protection order issued by a military judge or magistrate restraining you from harassing, stalking, and threatening a child or intimate partner? Have you ever been convicted in any court of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence?
Have you ever been have you ever renounced your U.S. citizenship?
I want to point out that earlier I mentioned that this is an anti, this case is anti-felon. And I want to clarify something. Obviously, Felicia said it's that universal background checks and all this stuff is anti-everyone, which is true. But I want to specifically dissect something really quick that I feel strongly about. Felons should be allowed to own guns after maybe a certain period of time or after undergoing some sort of an assessment. But if you have been released from prison and you are, they've determined that you're safe to function in normal society again, you should be able to defend yourself in said society like everyone else. This case and universal background checks are all anti-felon specifically. Not anti-criminal, they're anti-felon. If you're a felon, that does not mean you are a criminal. If you have committed a crime and you got hit with a felony and you did your time and you're out, you are no longer a criminal unless you're consistently and actively participating in crimes. So there's people that have made mistakes, like tax evasion, like a DUI, like getting in a fight on Sixth Street, that those people should not be eternally disqualified from owning a firearm. So this is very exclusive. This is the opposite of inclusivity. We are not, this is not allowing someone who's trying to get their life together, possibly, to own a gun. It is not fair on its face. It is discriminatory against people that have committed felonies and may be on the road to recovery, and it is not going to help them in any way get back into mainstream society. I have a very strong opinion about that. Somebody disagree with me.
All right, what do you think?
For once, I can't disagree with you on this. My personal opinion has always been that after a felon is off paper, they should have all of their rights restored. 100%.
With the exception of possibly if somehow somebody got out of prison for like murder or attempted murder.
Well, I think that also
you've gone to jail, you paid your debts to society, and you don't release them. That means you
don't release them unless you think they're safe.
They've
right?
been rehabilitated.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And that leads into the conversation that we need serious criminal justice reforms so that people who have committed murder are not released, right? So we're keeping violent criminals kept away. And we stop this drug war stupidity. And if you were arrested for a small level of drugs, then you're out and you're off paper and you get to go back to society. Everyone wants to talk about tax dollars and how taxes are, you know, unsustainable at their current rates. But no one ever wants to talk about how we actually cut the budget and not arresting people for stupid things as a step in the right direction.
What do you think, Zach?
Yeah. Once you do your time, you pay your debt to society, then you should be a member of society again.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are felons that cannot own guns, and guess what they do?
What do you do?
They own guns. They're felons, man. I mean, like, if they didn't obey the law once, they might not again. They might be, there's recidivism is a real thing. And also, if you made it not, if it was not illegal for them to own guns and they owned a gun, then they're not committing a crime. You pass laws like this, and you know what you're doing? You're creating more criminals.
Because? Why do you say that? Because
there's another law that can be broken. It's just more laws. It's out of control.
I mean, it's 100% the nanny state.
Yeah.
The state has become this entity that somehow is now
responsible to take care of everyone all the time.
Is now responsible to take care of us, make decisions for us, and then also tell us what is and is not moral. But then you have the people running this government, like Mayor Adler, who aren't adhering to any of these guidelines that they set for us, quote, normal people. It's just, it's not sustainable, and it's all going to come to a head eventually.
When?
Revolution.
You hear that, Michael?
What's that?
I whispered it so Casey didn't get mad at me.
You hear that, Michael?
What is that?
Oh, man, you got to pay attention. You got to be quick.
All right. Now, I'm just looking to see that.
He's on his phone. I just want everyone to know who's always mad at me for being on my phone. It's Michael.
Some Democrat lawmakers introduced a joint resolution to remove the punishment clause from the 13th Amendment. You hear about that?
No, yeah, I didn't.
It considers incarcerated people equivalent to slaves, basically cheap and free labor, and every single member of Congress probably should back this.
You're talking about, I know what you're talking about, you're talking about the Kamala Harris pyramid scheme.
Why do you say that?
Kamala.
It's where Kamala Harris locks up all these black guys and then uses them as slave labor. Ooh. To, you know, fund, you know, do whatever the hell.
I think one of the biggest problems is we have a ton of for-profit prisons. And that means that we have prisons profiting off the overreaching arm of the state. And when that happens, when that happens, we don't have any elected officials who want to cut that revenue stream off to the state. And unfortunately, it all boils down to money. It's not about rehabilitating criminals. It's not, quote,
about profiting off of them.
It's not getting dangerous people off the streets. They couldn't care less. And we're seeing that in Austin because they're not giving us law enforcement to protect us.
Right.
They're letting homeless people who are under, you know, mental duress or under the influence of drugs and alcohol just out unsupervised in the streets. There's a significant increase in crime that cannot just be related to COVID. And if it was actually about creating a true safe society, then we would be focusing our efforts on making society safe and not making a buck.
Yeah, I agree. And there's not much more to really say to that, actually.
Sorry, that was really good. we're going to save that to, like, good sound bites.
All right, so what this does is it says, as the nation, you know, grapples, you know, with issues of racial injustice and social inequality, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are pushing to remove the so-called slavery loophole from the United States Constitution. So with the adoption and ratification of the 13th Amendment 155 years ago, the practice of slavery formally ended in this country, but it did not strip away all aspects of involuntary servitude. So a joint resolution dubbed the Abolition Amendment, introduced by Democrats in the House and Senate Wednesday, seeks to correct that. It would remove the punishment clause from the amendment, which effectively allows members of prison populations to be used as cheap and free labor. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So it sounds like a good bill on face value. So see if there are any other details, any amendments are added to the bill or anything like that. So what do you guys think?
A good bill? A what? What did you say?
I said, we'll see if there are any amendments added to it, any caveats, you know, as they go through the process. What?
Are we talking about the same bill?
Yeah.
Talking about the same bill. Taking out the...
You don't think that's good?
Being able to treat prisoners as slaves?
Yeah. Why not?
Are we on the same radio show?
Am
Did
I?
You hear anything that I just said?
Okay,
I think
fine.
I just
all right,
teleported
all right,
into
okay.
the stratosphere.
All right,
I got
okay.
distracted for about 2 seconds,
all
but things
right.
just got weird.
Okay, all right. All right, it's a bad
back
bill.
To his
hey, did you hear
ways.
That? Did you hear that guy in, that guy got elected in Nigeria whose name is Adolf Hitler?
No, did he really?
Yeah, black guy.
Yeah, he promised.
Kind of looks like you.
He promises that he's not trying to dominate the world.
I mean, we've never seen
Why
Michael and this Adolf Hitler in the same room, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen you.
You never
I just realized.
Tread carefully.
I just realized.
You,
that,
never, you
that,
never seen what?
That that's Black Hitler.
Where? Oh, Lord. Anyway, as always.
Is my mic cut?
It is now. As always, more guns equals less crime. You go out there and you buy yourself a gun. You've been listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Keep your change. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.